Hey, first of all, before anything, wanna share that tonight, all the Torah tonight, all this delicious Kiddush, all the brachos are made. Little Nishmas, Gedalia's grandfather, Zaidi, Avram Yehuda ben Peretz, Zech Zal Chodesh Bracha, whose Shloshim is this upcoming Shabbos Kodesh, and Gedalia and his Seishas Chayil Alex are sponsoring all the Torah and the Kiddush, and Mirz Hashem, it should be a very big schus for big schus, Lila Nishmaso, and Mirz Hashem, you should be a Melech Yoshe for your beautiful family, to Zaych be dancing together again, Bekarov, Tchiyat Amesim, Bekarov Yemein, Abez Hashem. So it's schus to be back together. Some of us have been together over the summer in different places a little bit, by Simchas, by Shirim, and other Mekoymas Kedoshim. To be back together in the Bayis, to be back together Erev Shabbos Kodesh, you know, a few years ago when I took the job to start to be away for the summer, to be in the Poconos, to be in the Rav in Kamtina, so one of the cheshbonos that was very difficult of taking that was Thursday night, was giving up, not being together, not having the chevra and to share Torah together, to sing together, to prepare for Shabbos together. So I still send out the 5-minute vart and I sing by myself. It's not the same, you know? Not the same. So it's a schus to be back together. Although we're yearning each time we have to separate, we're yearning to be back together in Yerushalayim, so Mirz Hashem, only back together Baroi, temporary. Mirz Hashem, David's already has his flight for this week. Bez Hashem, Siyat Hashemayim, Simchon Bracha. Shmuel has for next week. So some of the Chever has flights. I have my flight for Yom Kippur. They say I can't go into the country. We'll see what happens. We're davening, and we'll be there together. Bekarav Bez Hashem's Baruch. And I was thinking earlier, so we took a break for a couple months from being together here. Vad, everybody was learning, everybody was growing. But it reminded me of a Rambam. The Rambam says the following in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Daled. If you have in front of you the ability to sit and learn Torah or to do a mitzvah, so the Rambam says, "Im efsher l'mitzvah lazo zayde achirim lo yafsek tamudo." If that mitzvah could be done by somebody else, so let somebody else do the mitzvah. You sit and learn Talmud Torah. Can I get kulam? Don't be mevatel your Torah. Sit and learn. Someone else will do the mitzvah. Vim lav, but if no one else can do the mitzvah, no one else. No one else could do the mitzvah. Then, obviously, yasa mitzvah. We're learning Torah in order to do. So you have to do the mitzvah. However, so the Rambam, if you stop there, is halach, dinam, oisik mitzvah, patr mitzvah, as many of the chevra have learned the sugya. But he ends such strong words, the last two words of the Rambam, you never forget. So he says, yasa mitzvah, do the mitzvah. But then what does he say at the end? Vayachzer l'talmudo. So when you finish doing that mitzvah, go right back to your learning. What we do is we learn. There are times that we have to stop learning to do other things. So what do we do afterwards? Yachzul Talmudo. Then you go back to your learning. You know, Vada, the Chevra was all learning over the summer in different capacities, different ways. Vada, the Chevra was involved in a lot of chesed, and a lot of other inyanim and achrayas. And fourth, some of those, and myself included, we stopped this learning together. This learning that we've done. That even if there's there's different kviyas of limudim that we have, whether it's yeshiva, whether it's together on Thursday night, whether it's different, and we stop for whatever reason, always vayachzul tamudo, whatever that kviyas is, vayachzul tamudo. We have a chrayas, we have responsibility in life, we have a chasadim we have to do, a mitzvah we have to do, vayachzul tamudo. So this is the night, Bez Hashem is Baruch, to schus to be back together, where we've been mekayim this Rambam, v'yachzul Talmudo. L'maisa, we're in big days. We're days that are hard to really emes in our dar to feel the way that we read about tzaddikim that used to feel these days. The days of Elul. I was rereading a story, I think I've shared it over the years, but from the Kleisenbergers, Zecher Tzadik Lishvracha. Kleisenberger, he one time he got a letter to the Bnei Yisachar. Imagine. And he had a letter from the Bnei Yisachar. He had this letter from the Bnei Yisachar. And the Bnei Yisachar was known to write, when he would give tshuvas, he'd write a lengthy answer, and he was known to have a very, very neat handwriting. And this letter was very short, and it was very, very messy, very sloppy. And at the end he writes, this is what the Bnei Yisachar wrote at the end, Lo uchel laharich, I cannot lengthen my words. Machmas she yaday mirasesin, my hand is shaking. Kishani koisev, when I'm writing. Mipachad Hashem umimoyre yoim hadin. He wrote it during Elul. He couldn't write a letter. His hand was shaking. Because he felt the Eman year of these days. And of course, we live in a dar where there's so much talk and about Simcha Zachayim, and it's Emesh Mamito, and Simcha and Yiddishkeit, and we should have Bitocho, and the Debishter is by our side, is going to take care of us, and all that is true. All that is true. And we have to live with that, and we know that Hashem loves us, and Hashem's our Tati, and Hashem's with us. We spoke about a couple weeks ago in Hask, Hashem's Mamish in us. But Lameisa, Yom Adin are still coming. The Maaseh that has to be synthesized with some level of Yira, some level of understanding that I have to step up during these days, some level of understanding that I'm going to be judged and there's going to be a decision what the whole upcoming year is going to be. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. This past year was a very difficult year. And it continues to be Tavshin Pei Aleph. It's been a very difficult year, a year of tremendous Avelos. And it hasn't ended. It hasn't ended. That we had to read in the news of a yeshiva bacher in Denver from Cleveland was walking out. It's unclear now. We're finding out exactly what the details were and exactly what happened. L'maisa, what we know was he was murdered. We know that he was killed by behemoths. And this is our brother. You have to feel. You have to feel the pain. And so it hasn't even ended. It's mamish the year coming to a close. And we dive in Tichlo Shana V'Kulusah. Right, that's why we read Parshas Kisavo at the end of the year. We should read the Klolos, there should be no more Klolos. It should only be Bracha. But all that, everything that happened this past year, when was that all decided? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. It's real. We're davening, hoping this year is going to be better, but we have to take that seriously. Vada, we have Avtocha, we should be B'Simcha as well. And know that Hashem loves us and have bitachon that it's going to be good. But at the same time, take these days seriously. So what are we hoping for? We're hoping that Hashem is going to find favor with us. Whether we deserve it or we don't. We're davening that Yor Hashem panav elecha v'chuneka. Yiso Hashem. So the Gemara and Brachos, so we've mentioned before, the Chevr all knows, we have to understand this Gemara because it's what we want. We want that Hashem Yisra Hashem Panav Elech. We want that Hashem should go and show us favor and show us chayin and give us bracha. So what's the Gemara say? Because the Gemara gives us the yisod of how we can be zocha to this. So first the Gemara asks the following. Amru malachi ashar is levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The malachim are always out to get us. The malachim are always trying to bring us down because there's kinah, there's jealousy. Because we could be greater than them. So Malachim say, Ribbono shel Olam, kasuv b'Torasecha asher lo yishis panim lo yikach shochad. Your Torah says that you can't show favoritism and you can't take bribery. But what? V'alo atanoise panim l'Yisrael, don't you show favoritism to Bnei Yisrael? Dechsev yisa sham panav elecha. Amar lahem, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say back? V'chilo es upon him l'Yisrael. How could I not show them favoritism? Shekesavti lehem b'toyer v'chaltem z'vat v'yach l'shem l'kecha. I said in my Torah that you should bench. But when should you bench? When v'savata. V'savata, when you're completely satiated. V'em medakta ma'atman ha'kazayas ha'kabetza. And they're medaktik, even by kazayas ha'kabetza, that they bench, even without tzviyah. Pashat Pshat in the Gemara, the way one would understand seemingly was that we're medakdik in our mitzvahs, and we go above and beyond in our mitzvahs, and we want to show great akars atov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when we didn't have that much hanah. That's pashup shot, right? That's the way I always understood the Gemara. Until I saw Likutei Maran this week. So Rebbe Nachman, everyone knows we're coming upon his day, so we have to learn a little Likutei Maran. Whether we end up in Uman, we don't end up in Uman. I'll be honest, I'll be open for a moment. I'm mamish thinking about it for the first time in my life for real. We'll see, but if they're not going to let me in Eretz Yisrael for Yom Kippur, I need to be somewhere Kaddish, you know? We'll see if it's possible. Anyways, listen to what Rav Nachman says in Torah Mem Zayin. Listen to what Rav Nachman said, because this is a big idea. Yisoyed will give us the mafteach, will give us the key to how we could be zocha to the yis upon him of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Hashem will find favoritism for each and every one of us for this upcoming year, for us, for our mishpachas. So Rav Nachman says as follows. I'm going to learn it out of order a little bit, just so you see where he goes. It says, he quotes our Gemara, Ki amr chachamena zuchrenu v'rachim brachos chafam beiz, asher lo yis apanav, v'ksiv yis asher apanav elecha, amar kodesh baruch hu, eich lo esel apanam, ani amar v'chadav v'zvarach v'em dak ma'atam v'kvizayas v'beiz. Okay, that's the Gemara we just read. Listen to what he says. What's pshat? Where's the yis apanam come from? Nimsa shenesios panim halyidei shibur taivas achila. Rav Nachman focuses not on just that we're medactic about the birchas hamazon, on the fact that we're only eating a kezayis, that we're mishabe, that we're breaking taivas achila, that we were reaching a midah of istapkus b'muat, b'miat. Just a little bit type. A little bit hana. A little bit gashmias. Not a lot. Vada, what we need, we need. But we're going to be mishaber type as achila. Because listen to what Nachman says, and I'll go back to the beginning. Mishu mushuka b'type as achila. Someone who's absorbed in type as achila. Biyadua shu rachok me'emes. Is very, very far, very distant from emes. Ubiyadua shu dinim shirin alav. And dinim shayrin alav, there are judgment that's upon him. Gam zeh simen al dalus, and it's a simen for being impoverished. Gam yavol lidei bizyonos ubushos, it's going to bring you to a state of disgrace and embarrassment. Vida mishu mishaber taiva achila, someone who breaks taiva achila. Kadosh Baruch Hu osa yadam moifsim. Kadosh Baruch Hu will do miracles for you. Miracles. Yis upon him. And that's what he says, means the pasuk, as it says in the parashat Vayelech, Vistarti panai v'hoyel echel. If you're going to be absorbed in achila, Vistarti panai, I remove my face from you. There's no yis upon him. Pirish al yidei tai v'zachila who master upon him. If we give into tai v'zachila, we're master upon him. Chevra. It's not something we focus often on, but we have to think about this and understand this. And it's Yisoyed Shibisoyedus. Why is it Yisoyed Shibisoyedus? Think about it. We all learn it, but then we move on from it. What was the first sin? What was the first chait? The chait of Adam Arishon was the chait of Achila. That tells us something. That tells us something. Now, Enoch and Avi, we feel in our lives, there's so many other taivas that pull us down, and so many other taivas that cause us to be distanced from the Ribbono Shel. But the Emes Shavita, the Torah is telling us something, or Nachman is telling us something, and the Gemara is telling us something. It's telling us that maybe, you know, we could read different Svarim and hear different ideas of working on our taivas and what it does and how it pulls us away from the Ribbono Shel. But maybe a Pasha one will help us build a complete self-control in all areas. And maybe the avoid has to be the start with that which is even mutter, and that which is davashir b'shus, and that which we need to live. But to be involved in that malacha, and that avoidah, in a proper way, stabkas b'miyatz. And it opens up channels of moifsim, Rav Nachman said, miracles. Of yisapanim, the Gemara is teaching us. It's a beferish halacha in Shulchan Aruch. This is one of the simonim. I think people, you know, you have a halacha seder. I don't know I wonder if anyone ever learned this simon halacha seder. Because we choose what we're going to do in halacha seder. I'm going to do hilchas hanagas adam b'biker. I'm going to do hilchas Shabbos. Go through hilchas tzitzis, hilchas tefillin. Anyone learn reish lamed aleph? Anyone here learn Reish Lamed Aleph? You know what Reish Lamed Aleph is? Shekol kavonosov yil l'shem shemayim. This is a simon in Shulchan Aruch. This simon in Shulchan Aruch, it's one page, the whole simon. The whole simon is one sif, one page. A long sif. Shekol kavonosov, this is not a Mesil Sharim, it's not a Ruch HaSadikim. It's Shulchan Aruch. It's a good day, we should read through the whole thing, but I'll just read you one part. B'chol ma she'ena b'olam hazeh lo yakaven la'naso el avodas habaris baruch. All the hano we get in this world should all be for Hashem. K'dichsiv b'chol derchecha de'eu. In all of our ways we should know Hashem. Kol ma'asecha yishem shemayim shafilu dvarim shel b'shus kagon achila v'ashti, when we eat, when we drink, halicha, when we're just walking, v'yeshiva, when we're just sitting around, hakima, we get up to go somewhere, v'tashmish, and when we're involved, one day when you're married and in relations, vasicha, and just talking with our friends. V'chol sarche guvcha, all the needs of your body, yekulam la'avodas baracha, o l'davar agorim avodaso. It should all be to serve Hashem, or something that's going to help you serve Hashem. Shafilu hayatzame v'rav, even if you're thirsty, you're hungry. Im achol v'shasa la'naso, eina meshubach. El yiskavish och v'yishtik v'chiyuso, la'avod boro. If you eat just to enjoy, it doesn't say it's aser, it's not aser. It's ena meshubach. It's not praiseworthy. But the proper way to eat is according to what you need to live in order to serve Hashem. Chaver, think about it and be open. Let's be real. Every single one of us here, Baruch Hashem, we enjoy learning. We enjoy davening. We enjoy the relationship that we have with the Eibishter. And it's real. The MS is, how do I know? Because you wouldn't be here at 11:30 on a Thursday night if that wasn't already the case. That's already the case. That's already MS Bamito. Okay, every one of us here is a different place on how much subjectively that we're able to sit and learn at this point in our life. How much we're able to have the proper kavan and davening, how often. These are things we have to work on, things that we're all working on. But where's our struggle? And where do we not feel that we're shalim? So we live in a world where the taiva for gashmius, the taiva for noshim, the taiva for materialism, physicality, luxuries, taivas, all these taivas are mamish in our face 24/7 in ways that like never existed in all of history. And we have these melchamas mamish day in and day out. Literally day in and day out in different ways. Again, all of us on our own levels in different ways. And Mamish, that's what pulls us away from the Eibishter. So Rav Nachman's telling us, based on the Gemara and Brachos, and it's the Beferish Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, if we worked on even the Dvarim Shebrishus, if we worked on, and maybe sometimes it's even easier, that I'm going to eat a little bit slower, and I'm going to eat, not like a Baal Taiva running to, I go to Shabbos Kiddush, and it's some bar mitzvah, and they have carving stations, and sushi guys, and mamish, you know, anything your heart could imagine. Imagine someone, I'm talking, let's say, early 1930s from Chvesnish, from Pizetsn, or from Warsaw, or Vilna, and they were like uprooted and put into one of our shuls. So they go into shul, and the davening, okay, the davening, no, it's not like the Bar Tichever, but the davening, you know? Anyways, Lemaisa, there's davening going on. And then davening's over, and they go, this Kiddush. So they're thinking, Vada, oh, you make Kiddush, nice. We learn already, Gemara tells about Kiddush in the shul for the Orchim. So they're used to Kiddush. So what do you think it's going to be? Ichbesh, they're going to have a wine, and they're going to have bistama, some kichluch, maybe a little herring, you know? And they see, they walk into Ichbesh, the banquet room, and in their wildest dreams, in their most elaborate chasanas, is nothing like this, the kiddushes that we go to. And that, if you want to have a Kiddush, now again, it's a shaila in the Be'er Halacha, if it's such a good thing, I'm not going to get into the Halacha of it, because Kiddush Rabbah, the Iker, the Suda should be your Iker, and should be, so. But you're hungry, and you don't want to wait to eat a little bit, it's beautiful, wonderful. But how much? We got to fress and mamish try out every different meat, and every little thing, and what happened to Simon Reish Lam and Aleph? Learn Reish Lam, this is a Halacha, Mishnah Berurah, check it out. What happened to Reish Lam and Aleph? And the emes is not just, I'm not one to ever give chizik and musar on eating. It's Rav Nachman and the Gemara is telling us that this is the yesoid, that if we were able, what it's telling us, if we were able to work on this yesoid in our life, and here's an area, practical area to work on, what does that do? You know what that does? It creates self-control. It creates, because this is an area, every one of us enjoys good food. Every one of us has a natural desire for that. And once it's mutter, we allow ourselves more, and we give ourselves more leeway in that. And we should, more so than other areas that are completely usser. But if we were, if we did decided, like Rav Nachman's teaching us, based on the Gemara and Brachos, that we're going to work on that, and work on istapkes b'miyatz, and not pressing in such a way, and not being such a glutton. So that will build a yisoidus of self-control. And when we have it in this area, we'll have it in other areas as well. And we'll be a different person. We'll be a melech, which we'll get to. We'll be a melech, because I'm in control of myself. I can rule over myself. I can rule over my Yetzirah. And this is the starting point. And the Torah already taught us by the Chet of Eitz Hadas that that's where we're supposed to start. And the Gemara and Brachah telling us if we do that, we're going to have Yisapanim. A few weeks ago, this chus I gave, I don't want to go through the whole thing, we've spoken about it before here as well. We gave Shir, we gave a beautiful Fabrengen right before El in Bergenfield. And it was beautiful. We have a beautiful new Kihila, Avaydis Yisrael. Very beautiful. Trying to bring the heart back. In a beautiful way. I was a big fan. But anyways, spoke there about how, and this is a yisoid we've spoken about before, B'nai Soscha brings down, how El was a month that was really Esav's month. And Yaakov went and snatched it back from El. Snatched it back from Esav, El. And that's why El was a little bit of a difficult month. It really was Esav's month, and Yaakov took it. What are the midos of Esav and Yaakov? Esav comes. And what does he say to Yaakov? And Parshas told V'yom Esav Yaakov, Haliteni neimin adom adom azeh, ki ayif eneichi. What does he say? Pour this stuff down my throat. He's like, Mamish, just give me as much as you can. And then what does he say a few psukim later? So v'yoichel, v'yesh, v'yakom, v'yelech, v'yivas, he says the b'chora. Once he eats a ton, then he disgraces the Bechira. Ruchnius doesn't mean anything. Because when you give over yourself to Gashmius, suddenly Ruchnius doesn't mean anything. It's not the same. You've given yourself over to Gashmius. Yaakov, what does Yaakov Avinu tell us? Very famously, Yaakov Avinu says, Shem Parshas Vayishlach, what are his words? Very famous words. I have everything. I don't need anything more. He's Sameach Bechelka. I'm good. Yaakov and Esav are complete opposites. Yaakov taking this month of El. Yaakov taking this month of El. El is the month of Esav, of a Baal Taiva, of Halitani. Now give me more and more. Yaakov taking his thing, his tapkas b'miyat. And that is Tavkas B'miyat, is the Yisoid of Yisapanim. And I saw it so beautifully, Mamish saw it so beautifully from the Heilige Sefer Chinuch. Listen to these words. Listen to how the Sefer Chinuch says it, because he explains it. Mamish, Yisoid Shem Yisoid, as you read the Sefer Chinuch, you'll see, you'll hear, you Mamish, it sounds like you're reading Mamish from Chmeis Nes B'nei Sashchur, told Yaakov Yosef. It's unbelievable to hear. But it's all one. That's why Torah is all one. So he's talking
Shul echov lishdos kederach zoylo v'soyve. Basically, not to be a glutton. Because that's a mitzvah. Mitzvah reish memches. Interesting, it's mitzvah reish memches. Why is that interesting? What does that say to you, Chevra, right away? I just... Ramach, evarim, v'remach mitzvahs aseh. So interesting. Now it just hit me. I didn't even see this, that it was mitzvah. Well, we're learning reish memches. The 248 mitzvahs aseh. Mitzvah reish memches happens to be a los aseh. Shalol echov lishdos kiderach zola v'soyve in parshik shidoishim. Interesting. So maybe Peshat is like this. Just hitting me now, right? Maybe Peshat is like this. The yisoyer of all Ramach mitzvahs is this love. You'll see. The yisoyer of all Ramach mitzvahs. Of all 248 mitzvahs aseh, which mitzvahs aseh is avos, love, right? We've all learned the Ramban and Parshas Yisro and Shamar v'Zachar. If you didn't learn it yet, you should go learn. It's incredible. Yisoyed this. But Ramach mitzvahs aseh, that's what I want. That's what we have an easy time with. I love learning. I love davening. I love sitting in my sukkah. I was just talking to my wife, not this, slipping through one of the papers, Chvesnish, and they have the ads for already sukkahs in Italy, sukkahs in Morocco, sukkis and all the comments. I said, if someone called and wanted us to go, you know, would you go? She didn't flinch. She's like, of course, yeah. Italy, yeah. About it. So I said, I don't think I'd go. She says, what do you mean? If we're free? Yeah, I said, sukkis, I want to be in my sukkah. What do you mean? What do I want to be anywhere else? I want to be in my sukkah. I said, maybe for your sake and for the family, if they promise me I have a private sukkah that I could sleep in and have, then maybe this, maybe then we could talk. I said, what the? Mom is a schus of sleeping in the sukkah, schus of eating in the sukkah, schus of living in the sukkah. We love this. We love it. But the aside of it all, well, so that all's easy. Let's be real, that's all easy. Again, we can work on our meals b'toira, we can work on our kavanas and our tefillah. These are things we need still a lifetime to work on. But we love it, we're already there. That's not our bechira point anymore. But our whole life we're working not to be a baltaiva. Our whole life. So what's your soul? Listen to the Sefer Chinuch. Listen to what he says, the shoresh of this mitzvah. Listen to what he says, listen to his words. Mamash, you wouldn't believe it unless you read it. So listen, he says, "L'fi sheroiv chatoz b'nei Adam, the majority of sins." This is a sefer chinuch. The majority of sins of people yasu b'sibas riboy hachila v'shtia. You hear these words? The majority of sins are because we eat and drink too much. That's what he said. Pella. And we're all sitting here thinking, like, really? That's the majority. I have way more sins. Maybe he's not knowing our dar. Like, I can list a lot more sins. That's not even up there. When I'm like Mamish Yom Kippur and I'm clapping Malchetz, I don't even think of this one at all. And I got many. That's the Raiv Chatos Bnei Adam. Raiv Chatos Bnei Adam. So listen, he goes, he explains. First, he quotes a few psukim, showing this a little bit, but the inyan who? What's the inyan? Lefi Hashamaz. Listen to how he says. He says, "Mamish tif." Really, you got to hear this. You have to afterwards see this inside. Reish memches. Lefi Hashamazonos heim isas hachomer. Our mazonos, our sustenance, is isas hachomer. Is the dough of our materialistic part of our life, of our guf. The sustenance of our guf. If it is boinus b'muskul b'yiras alokim b'mitzvoisov hayikaros, he isas hanefesh. And all the understanding and intellect of Torah, of your shemayim, of mitzvos, that's the sustenance, that's the dough of our soul. V'hanefesh v'hachoymer, our soul and our materialism, and our, he's calling it choymer, but it's our guf, hafachim gemurim. Our complete opposite, Kamosh Kasafti Barosha Sefer, like I wrote at the beginning of this book. Valkane, therefore, Bihisgaber Isas Achoimer,
The more we rule over and strengthen, I'm sorry, the opposite. Here he's talking about not ruling over yet. The more we strengthen, the more unfortunately we fall. His gaber in isas achomer, and we give in to the dough of the body, and we feed the body. So we eat and eat and eat and eat. Techalish ksas isas hanefesh. It has an effect and it weakens the sustenance of the soul. And now he's giving us a key that we're going to talk more about. And this is what we've said already. Sorry at this point. Right? And therefore, Chazal has taught us that we should only eat what's necessary, what we need. Like we read already in Reish Lamed Aleph. And he quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, Tzadik oichel l'soiva nafsho. A tzadik eats just to satiate his soul. Zo. Valkein timnenu torosenu ashlema l'tovosenu meharbos bachil v'shtishayos midai. Therefore, our perfect Torah for our good taught us to diminish, don't eat too much. Histapkes b'miyit. Why? Because penyis gaber achomer al nefesh harbe at yachliya v'yavir osol gamri. Because otherwise your chumr, your chaymer, your guf is going to be so strong, you're going to completely weaken and lose your soul. You hear what he says? You hear the Sefer Chinuch? Now we understand the tzaddikim. Now we understand the tzaddikim, like a Rav Zusha and all the stories of Rav Zusha, who had nothing and he felt he had the whole world. We understand the Heilige Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim with the famous story, right, where the Yid, who was traveling, came to him and visited Yisrael America in Kagan, Zeichas Tzadik HaShavarach Malach. And he saw that the Chavetz Chaim Mamish had like no furniture in his house. And this businessman, he asked the Chavetz Chaim, where's all your furniture? What did Chavetz Chaim say back, Chavar? You know the story. Chavetz Chaim said back to him, where's your furniture? He says, what do you mean? I'm just passing through. I'm just passing through. Why should I have my furniture with me? Chavetz Chaim said, I'm also just passing through. And Hashem is just passing through. It needs a guf to be able to live and exist. But that's not the ends. Chavetz Chaim, I read once, Chavetz Chaim's wife wanted to put wallpaper up. So he said to his wife, put wallpaper up. Then we're going to have to work extra hours in the grocery to get money to be able to purchase the wallpaper. If we want something to put on the walls, why don't we just put Dapi Gemara all over the walls? That would be great. That's what the Chavetz Chaim said. Stop kis b'muyit. I just heard, I was listening in a car ride on Tuesday night, Baruch Hashem Adachas, beautiful chas of a Talmud, Yechmiel Kredlik, on the drive back, I don't know how it came. It was from June, I think. A question answer in Rabbi Leibowitz. I think it was in Rabbi. No, it was by one of Rabbi Leibowitz's members of his Kehila, a very special person I know, Avisha Newman, had at his house. A question and answer with Rabbi Asher Weiss. Rabbi Asher Weiss was here in June. He came, he spoke to us in the Rice. He did a question and answer. And he started speaking at one point. I don't remember what the question was. He was talking about the crazy amount of gashmias that we have in this door and in our communities that like never was. And he said, Rasha Weiss was born here. I think grew up in Brooklyn. And maybe the Lower East Side. Somewhere in New York. I think the Lower East Side, not Brooklyn. Anyways, and he was saying that when he was young, he really wanted a baseball mitt. He really wanted a baseball mitt. But his parents didn't have the money to buy him a baseball mitt. So he never had a baseball glove. He wanted one. Asher Weiss, okay? He wanted one, but he didn't have. But he said he remembers he wasn't so upset about that. He wanted one. He would have liked the baseball glove. But it was okay, like, that they didn't have, that his parents didn't have the means to get him a baseball glove, and it was fine. He was still besimcha. Like, he was all right with that. He says, imagine this dar, like, imagine this dar, the kid, she wants, like, the newest Nintendo Twitch Switch, whatever, you know, that comes out every, he needs a new one every month, because every month they change the color slightly in one corner, and I'm not going to, I can't walk around with this anymore, I'm not going to be, you know. But you know what? Stavkis b'miyas. But it's midas. Not just the Torah is not teaching us. Rav Nachman is not teaching us that mishu meshuka b'tayv zchila who rachuk me'emes. Just because shkoyach, it's a good thing to eat like a mensch and not eat too much. And tonight it's yisoyed shibisoyedus. It's saying because the more we give in to our guf, the more we build our guf, the more we feed our guf, the weaker our neshama gets. And that lack of self-control in achila creates a lack of self-control in all other areas of taiva as well. Chaver, we're going to open up this week's parasha. And all the parashas now, always the parashas are here to give us chizik at this point in our lives. So what do we open up? And all the Sfarim talk famously about the Yetzirah and talking about Elul, Yerach Yamin. We all know the Torahs from that reason. But just learn Rashi. Ki seisei l'milchama alayvecha. You want to go fight a war with your enemy, with the Yetzirah. What does Rashi say? B'milchamas harishus akos medaber. It's milchamas harishus. What's milchamas harishus? A milchama with that thing that's permissible. That's rishus. Rav Tzadok explains it specifically ba'achila. Specifically, that's what it's talking about. Where do you see that? Where do you see the remez? So this week, Rav Shor brought down in his little white Elul Sefer, I saw this. Where do you see that we're talking about specifically Mechamas Rishus with Achila and Taivas Achila and Bimistapkis Bimit? Ki Tseisei L'Mechama Alevecha. What are the Seifei Tevos? Yud, Aleph, Hey, Lamed, Chaf, Achila. Can't make this up. How beautiful the sweetness of Torah. So what's our avodah? Our avodah. We think our avodah is to work on our Shemir Sanayim. Vade, it is to work on our Shemir Sanayim. And our avodah is not to worry so much of all the taiva of the world and focus so much on luxuries and money and. All these things are beautiful and wonderful that we have to work on these things. But start from the Yesod. What's the Yesod of it all? The Sefer Chinuch is telling us. Rav Nachman's telling us. Pshat and the Gemara and Brach is telling us. The first Avera and Kol HaTorah Kula Parshas Bereishis is telling us. Where to start? Stapkus b'miyat b'achila. And how? What's a way that we could work on that? You did Nafshi last week. When I was in Hask last Tuesday night. So late at the end of the night, I was talking to you did Nafshi, Rav Israel Kushner. We're spending some time. It was probably like 3 o'clock in the morning in the Beis Medrash there. And he asked me. He said, "No, so what's your avoida during Elul? What's your avoida during Elul?" First, I answered him with the general avoida that I feel always Elul, which is pashtus of just. Remembering and rebuilding and feeling the kesher with the Rabbeinu Shalom, Anila Doidu Doidu Li, and we're not going to get into the depth of exactly what I said right now, but that's one Yesoid for sure. But I said, you want to know practically what every Elul I really try to work on? And I've said this before, shared this before, brachos. Just making brachos, we make brachos, but I'm making brachos slowly and thinking about the words in the brachos.
All that Hashem asks you is your Shemayim. Al tikri ma lameya, the Gemara Menachos says, because the key to your Shemayim is the mea brachos, are those brachos. But what else is the brachos? Ma, by the way, ma, the ma, the Slonimer explains, the Beit Avram, that Ma is 45 days from Tu B'Av until Rosh Hashanah. It's these days to work on our brachos. Because Vade, if I make a bracha slowly, what am I doing? I'm recognizing Kosh Baruch Hu's place in my life. I'm recognizing that all this gashmis comes from Hashem. I'm elevating, in the most beautiful of ways, that act of achila to act of kedusha. And you know what else is going to happen if I make bracha slowly? I'm going to vade eat differently. And I'm going to eat in a way of istapkas b'miyat. And I'm not going to allow myself to be this crazy taiva and just fress and eat the way we see people sadly at kiddushes. And that's Yisoid Shibisoid. It's Reb Tzadok. Read Reb Tzadok says in Peace, Reish Lamed Beis. You should read inside in Tzitzkos Tzadok, Reish Lamed Beis. He says the whole life, our whole life, the void of all of life, is Anoichi V'loyiyah. And that's Poshet. Right? We all know, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Gemara Makos, right? That Torah, Moshe taught us 611, Matrix 611. Anoichi V'loyiyah was from a Kodesh Baruch B'chod V'atmo. We fainted, we couldn't handle anymore. But that means that's Yisoid Yisoidus of all of life. So everything is just bringing back Anoichi to my life, and all everything that I'm abstaining from is that I shouldn't Loyiyah L'cha. And you look, Rav Sadok says, of the biggest yisoidas to come to Anoichi is through brachos. Through making brachos. Look in Reish Lamed Beis and Tzitzkos Tzadok. Because when I make a bracha, so when I'm about to be a Baal Taiva, I take a step back, I make my bracha, I think about the Eibishter in my life, I think of the Eibishter by my side, vada, we still need to eat and we enjoy, and vada, enjoy Shabbos, Suda, these are mitzvahs. But it's not because for me, it's you could leave a little bit over. And that gives us self-control in all areas. Came to me, Kach Baruch Baruch Matana. The whole, everyone, listen, there are a lot of Ramazim for Elul, tons of Ramazim, but the biggest remez, the biggest, bring a chair, the biggest remez for Elul, the most famous, most before, so Vad, if that's the biggest one, that's the one we all need to focus on, we all need to remember. Anil Adoidi V'doidili, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bar Me'atana, is Gematria 185, exactly Gematria Peh 100. That I should use my Peh for 100 brachas a day. That's how I'll come to Anil Adoidi V'doidili. If I have Peh Kuf, Peh 100. But these brachas, we're understanding it deeper tonight. Not just to make brachas, because we've said this before, how brachas bring us to your Shemayim, because you are the source of all blessing, Hashem, Hashem, you're in my life, it's more than that. My bracha will now have an effect on the way that I eat. And the way that I eat has an effect on my neshama, and has an effect on my overall self-control. That's what Zevach Chinuch explains. So the Malbim explains in Tillim, Kuf Yutes, Pazuk Ayin, the pasuk says, "Topash kachelev libam, ani taroscha shiashaati." Malbim explains, "Topash." What's topash? Topash here literally means if you fatten yourself, like if you topash kachelev, you fatten yourself like chelev, your heart. Ani taroscha, I am Torah's your toy. Well, what's one have to do with that? He says. So the Malbim explains, "Topash melashen tipesh, to be a fool." If you become a fool because of your chelev, because you're eating too much, and you're giving your life over to Gashmias, and you have no self-control in any area of life, so you're a fool, throw yourself in back into Torah. Ani Torah Chashashati. That's our avoida. So maybe this is the biggest avoid of Elul and the biggest avoid of our lives. That's what Nachman's teaching us. It's to work on our Achila. Came to me, if you take the Gematria of Achila, it's Gematria of Achila. No. 66. 66. What's the Gematria of El? What's the Gematria of El? 67. Thank you, Shua. El 67. Achila 66. The void of El. El is one more than Achila. Teach me that I'm going to be gaber over my Achila. I'm going to strengthen myself. I'm going to become a melech. Let me explain. You know, Vada, we're preparing Elul for Rosh Hashanah. Elul has its avoda within itself, but it's preparing for the Achana for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. It's Malchus, we're going to show it for us. But if there's one thing more than HaMelech. You know, I was, some of the chevra, I don't know if everyone saw the video I sent out this past week. I found this mokum. We should, bad MS is we should drive there tomorrow. Because I mamish, it's I found this makom 15 minutes from my camp, from Camp Dina. It was Nisim, I found it with Shandy. What happened was, we went one day, we said we wanted to go like a little hike, something nice. So we Googled hikes near Chesnashi, Strasbourg, whatever it was. And this place comes up. But first we're reading about it, it's like, it was very strange. It didn't sound like there's no path, there's no parking, there's no nothing. But I said, this is good, this is for us, you know? So we drive there, and there's no signs, there's no parking lot, there's no nothing. So then I see a grass patch on the side of the road. And these are like the country roads with it. I say, okay, this is a good place to park. She's like, we're going to get towed. I say, nah, we won't get towed. We'll see. Just park here. And we just enter into the forest. There's no, like, it's not like a path. I said, we're going to find it. We'll find it. So we're walking through, and it was like, I don't know, we saw a lot of crazy things in there. All these signs, I don't know if it was, it seemed like it was private property, but maybe places not. We're in the middle of like a forest, and we're just making our own path, and then suddenly a guy screams at us and says, you're not allowed to be here. We didn't know. So he said, okay, if you go, you just keep on going this time. I said, we're looking for these falls. He says, there's 7 more minutes this way. So we walk another 20 minutes. We see nothing. We obviously, I realize, like, when you're in the forest, it's almost impossible to walk straight. You don't even know. You don't know if you're really still straight or if you veered a little bit one way, you're really on a big angle. I don't know. Anyways, after another 20 minutes, we're like in this high grass somewhere. We found this like swamp. It didn't look like the pictures of the falls that we saw, you know, not at all. So I don't know. Shandy one was MS if you ask her, she was ready to give up and just like go onto the road and find. I said, no, we're finding these fools. They look so beautiful. And then you know what I did? I had my phone with me. Somehow we're in the middle of the forest, but it worked. And I went on Google Maps and I prayed. It's called Marshall's Falls. I write Marshall's Falls and with the walking zach, and I just follow. We go, and it takes us. It was like takes us straight to these falls, and it was magnificent. I'm not just saying this. Like some of you, if you saw the video, it doesn't do 1/100th of justice of how gorgeous it is. I'll show you after some personal videos, like better videos than the one in, because that one that I sent out is from far. So I went there, it was last Thursday. I went last Thursday, last Friday, Sunday, Monday. because it's just, I found this makom. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael, so anywhere you're in Eretz Yisrael is Kaddish. I'm not joking. It was. I don't want to say this because it's role, but anyway, outside of its role, it might have been the most beautiful place in the world that I've ever seen. Like it's just these, and we go on hike, beautiful hikes all the time. These falls are like nothing else, and then you go under them. It's not much the most refreshing. And so I took on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. I took my friend Eliav Fry over there. He did nafshi, and he said, "You have to come with me." And he couldn't believe it. And we're sitting, so the two of us go. You have to like swim through these deep waters and get past these rocks till you get, and we're under the falls, and we're just there looking up, and you're looking at them, and I just scream out, Hamelech! It was like mamish, you see the Eibishter, you know, like the Eibish, like Avram Avinu came to see the Eibishter. You go to these falls. So I met my friend Mark. This guy Mark, my friend Mark. I met him at the falls every day. He was also at the falls every day. He's fishing. He's tattooed up his body. I said, Mark, why do you come here? He says, how could I not come here? He says, I see God here every time I'm here. That's what he says. How could you not? Hamelech is days of Malchus. Days of realizing the Eibishter is a Melech. But you know how else we can feel the Eibishter is a Melech? You know the only way to feel one with the Eibishter who's the Melech? Is you have to emulate the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that means you have to become a Melech. You have to become a Melech. Who was a Melech? Who became Melech? That wasn't even real. None of us are Malchios. None of us are, I mean, we're all B'nai Melech, right? We're all Malchios. But I mean, let's be real. Who was someone that became a Melech? That wasn't really born as a melech, but became a melech. Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was in jail. Yosef HaTzadik was low as could be, and he became malchus. And the Medrash Tanchuma and the Zohar, and they all say, why was he zoichid a malchus? Because he had self-control, and he was a melech upon himself. When he was a melech upon himself, he became a melech. When did he get out of jail and become the Melech? When did it happen? The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Aleph tells us. No, when did it happen? On Rosh Hashanah.
on Rosh Hashanah. He became, he was the first, when he got out of jail, to become the Melech. But he was Zoichet that because he was a Melech upon himself. He ruled over himself. If we rule over ourselves, we become a Melech, and then we could relate to the Melech Malchei Melachim. And what did he, where did it all come from? He had self-control from Taivas Noshim. But what did he then come and bring to the world? His Tavkus B'miyat. What did he tell Paro? There's going to be 7 years of plenty, but you know what we have to do during 7 years? We can't just enjoy and sit back and fret. Just eat a little bit. We have to store it up. The whole lesson was his Tavkus B'miyat. That was his Malchus. That was his whole lesson. And then what else does he say? What does he tell the Mitzrim they have to do? To have a bris milah. Self-control. And that once you have a stopkas b'miyat in food, you have to. It has an effect on your what? Self-control in every area. And that brings us the greatest bracha. The Maral, he says it's so beautiful, the Gorarie. The Gorarie says in Parshas Miketz, Lama Amar Lem Shiyamulu? Why did Yosef HaTzadik, why didn't he tell the Mitzrim to get a bris milah? Think about this, what? V'lo ein machrichim es ha-goyles gayer. Why would he tell the Mitzrim? You ever think about this, Chaver? We all know this Rashi, famous, right? That he told them to get a bris milah. Morales, you're not supposed to go mis gayer gerim. What happens when a guy comes and says, I want to be a ger? You dissuade him. We learn from Rus three times. Go keep Zayim mitzvah v'noach. It's not your avodah. So why is he having them bris milah? Listen, Beishel Davar Zayin LeNifla, Ki Kasher Ra Yosef Ki Atvua Shalhem Har Kiva Vatvua Yosef Lor Kiva, Az Yada Yosef Ki Machmas Sharei Lim Hayu. He saw, he saved food and it was staying fresh. They were saving food and it was rotting. He says it's because of my bris milah. Ki Hamila Hi Abris. Umi She'ein Lo Akiyam Azeh She'ein Lo Mila Nerkava Lo Atvua. You have no bracha in the world. When you're off Shmir Sabris, you have no brach in the world. And not only that, he goes on. They couldn't get Parnasa from Yosef Tzadik. They weren't roi. Asher Shomar Bris v'lo ba'al agaviyah, the one who kept his bris and didn't have relations with Asher's Potiphar. Ki im al yedei amila. Va'az hayu ru'uyim liyo misparnasim al yedei Yosef. Meaning you want brach in this world. It's through self-control from Taiva. And that self-control starts with achila, but then it has an effect on all the taivas. That's why he showed the brothers his mila as well. What right? We know famously, Rashi brings down about Yigash. He showed them, what was he showing them the mila? No, I'm showing my bris. You know where that showing my bris comes from? His tapkas b'miyat. When I don't need to run after every taiva in the world. And it starts in the way that we eat. And not that we can't enjoy. We can enjoy, but a little bit less. A little bit less. Self-control in our achila, in davash b'shus, will create self-control in davash b'iser. And we have to believe that and we have to know that. In Vayikra Rabba, it tells us that the Gula Mitzrayim was because we stayed away where we had from Arayas. Perhaps that was all built on this Istapkas B'miyat from Yosef HaTzadik. And maybe that's as well, I want to just perhaps suggest. What's the symbolism of the Gula Mitzrayim? What's the symbolism? Lel Seder. Matzah. What's matzah? Matzah is Istapkas B'miyat in our Achila. That's the Gula. That's the key to Gula. And if that was the key to Gula, by Mitzrayim, that's going to be our key to each and every one of our Gulas. Be'ez Hashem is Baruch. We should be zoich, each and every one of us. The yis upon him. Hashem should give us that yis upon him that we started off talking about. And it comes from istapkas b'miyat in our achila. Maybe one way to take upon ourselves tonight that I'm going to mamish have kavon in my brachos so that then I eat differently. And I eat a little bit less to show the Eibishter I'm going to have self-control. And through that self-control, I'm going to build self-control in every area of my life. And through that self-control and those brachas, I'm going to rebuild my nefesh, going to be mamish, overpowering my guf. And I'll be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I'm going to be a melech upon myself.
The biggest malchios, Ebishter is a melech, whether we're mamlechim or not. Are we a melech on ourselves? Are we ruling over ourselves? Do we have the self-control that we need in this world? And then just like Yosef Tzadik says, that's the key to all the parnasa, that'll be the key to all our parnasa. All shefa and bracha and gula shua, because he was a tayyav of simcha and bracha for each and every one of us in all five.